You know, selfish people always have red flags. And they don't know it. The selfish person is so self-involved and selfish that they don't even know that the red flags that they give off is just a fractal. Whether it's an employee, a spouse, a renter, or could be an employer. They communicate when it's about them, but when you need to communicate, they're nowhere to be found. They know how to plan for their life, but if you need to plan something, they don't even consider that. They can't see the other person's perspective. I thought that was kind of going away, but realize it's not. I was hoping it would go away, but it's not. It also could be a Uber or Lyft rider, or it could be pretty much across the board anywhere. You can see the patterns. And if you have to deal with them on a month-to-month basis or whatever, you'll see patterns. When they need something, they communicate perfectly. They're perfect communicators, you know. When it's about them, they communicate, you know, perfectly. But when it's about somebody else, they're not really. It's all about me. Now, if you're not in any kind of association with them at all, there's no responsibility to communicate or respond or anything like that. You know, a lot of times I had these trolls come online many years, you know, especially when I had 10,000 subscribers before YouTube shut me down for talking about the certain word that everybody knows. And a lot of these people came on and they would say, they would expect that I had some kind of duty to them. I had one, she was in another country. She thought I had some kind of duty to her, and I didn't even know the person. But her duty wasn't to do right, act right, speak right, think right, but it was my duty to her. Didn't even know the girl. Come to find out, behind the scenes, she was spreading a bunch of drama and chaos, lies and rumors, and all of it was not even real. She was an agent. She actually wasn't even self-aware, I'm pretty sure. I've seen these people get in your car eating and knowing that it's a short ride, and they leave food behind in the back seat. Now, if that's not, you know, I remember one time I took my dad said, "Can you give me a ride to the store?" I said, "Yeah, get in the car." He went to the liquor store. I thought, well, if he'd have said that, he knew I wouldn't have took him. And he rolled down the window, and this is like before the power windows were popular. This is like you had windows you just rolled down. He gets out of the car and didn't even roll the window back up. Selfish. Drank himself to death. Didn't care about nobody else around him. Selfish. Couldn't work a job. Had to work for himself. Selfish. People who've never kept a job for a while, they hate authority. Why do they hate authority? Why do the transient renters, why are they transients? Because they hate authority. What's up with a transient, like a transient, what do they call them? not a hippie, but a, something similar, gypsy. What's up with the transient gypsies? They hate authority. They don't want to be held accountable. When you got somebody holding you accountable, they actually going to save your life. But because they're so selfish, they don't even know that the person holding them accountable is actually saving their life. Accountability. I got this situation. I'm trying to figure out how to word something to sting them, but not sting them too hard, because they need to be stung. Words can sting, especially when somebody's in Genesis 3. They're hiding and running from their, to face off with who they really are, you know, themselves. And no matter where they go, it's going to be the same game over and over. They're hiding and running and blaming everybody else when it's really them, you know. It's actually a trip, to be honest with you, just to see the game repeating over and over and over, and they think they're going to get by with it, just like the drug heads. The drug heads, they don't even care. They don't even care about growing internally. They don't care. They don't understand that their sacrifice, there's mountains to overcome, there's hills to overcome. And when something knocks them down, they just fall down like a little girl, you know. Cry like a little girl. Oh no, somebody held me accountable. Somebody held me accountable. Somebody held me accountable to my word. Oh no. So when some kind of mountain hits them, some kind of struggle hits them, they run like a little girl. You're not down here for an easy world. You're not down here for an easy life. You're down here to be renewed in the inner man. If you think it's all sunshine and roses, you're in delusion land. You're actually, somebody has created some kind of fake reality bubble around you, and you don't even know what real is. Like this, I see this homeless girl every day. It's a couple of them, really, up here on the standing on the corner collecting money, so they can go get them a little something to eat. Why would they do that? They get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, stand out there 8, 10, 12 hours a day. Now, I know it's hard to get a job if you don't have a job. It's hard to get a job if you don't have a place, but I understand that. But most of the time, they just don't want the authority. They want to be held accountable, which would save their life. They're going to get run over by a car or something one day, or somebody will mug them or stab them or something. And they don't even care. It's sad. But anyway, the selfish people always, the selfish, rebellious people always reveal themselves. They're not stable. And they're not running from other people. They're actually running from themselves. They're running from themselves, and they don't even know it. Some people are running from themselves and don't even know it.